Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Saturday is the first day of October, but we're already in full-blown spooky season.
Oh, sure.
And there are plenty of Halloween activities for everyone over the next few weeks, both young and old. Mm. However, there is one thing that Kimmy saw last night. It's got her scratching her head. Something like this would bother a kid.
So it's too much.
I mean, but here's the thing. It's not scary in like the jump out at you sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's more scary in the literal sense.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. News 8 did a story last night on Halloween events throughout October in Rochester. Mm. And there's a ton of them. Parcel 5, for example, has a fall fest this Saturday.
Right.
Public Market is doing their Halloween stuff on the 30th of October. But there is one event that has Kimmy wondering why. What did you see, Kimmy?
So there is one thing that they offer called, it's like graveyard bingo, basically. So you can print out this bingo card.
Now, it happens at Mount Hope Cemetery.
At Mount Hope
Cemetery.
It's
number one cemetery, bro.
Yeah. And you can basically, it's basically like a scavenger hunt, really. Like you check off stuff on the bingo card.
So I have the bingo card here up on my screen. This is what you print out.
So you got to find all these headstones?
Well, it's just different things throughout the... So, for example, a burial before Mount Hope's founding in 1838, a trunk on a headstone, tree trunk, which represents a life cut short, an orphan asylum fire memorial.
Yeah.
Those are always fun to go to. Did they cancel that fest this year?
It's probably one of the creepiest fall activities I've ever heard of.
And you play like a bingo card.
Yes.
And when you get your cross or whatever.
So like there's one here, it's a skull and crossbones. It says someone who died at your current age, which at your age, Tommy, is fine. But if you're there with like someone who's 13, hell, man?
No, but like back then, 13 was like middle age.
Yeah, but you're going to explain that to your, 12-year-old?
Like Lincoln was only 17 when he got assassinated. People don't know that.
I don't know. I just... found this to be a little strange.
But people love this stuff. Like those ghost tours.
Okay, so we'll get into that.
But is it a family activity?
You could.
Is this supposed to be a family activity?
I don't know.
This bingo card? But even if it's not a family activity, right?
I mean, it's ghost stories.
Is it a date?
But it's not.
With actual ghosts.
But it's not ghost stories. Because if you go to like a haunted place, right? There's no bodies there.
No, that's true.
When you go to Mount Hope Cemetery.
Yeah,
yes, these are dead people with bodies that had lives that are underneath your feet, and you're walking around with a freaking bingo card. Like, there are people that died in the 1800s, right?
Yeah.
That lived pure lives so they would go to heaven.
Right.
And if you could, like, talk to them today and be like, hey, you know that really good life you lived, and you worked hard and took care of your family, and you went to heaven and all this stuff? There's a guy with a bingo card standing over your body right now, marking it off because you died the same age he did.
You're a board game.
Yes!
Basically.
Would that make you feel good that you've become a board game in death?
But here's the weird thing. Like, so Mount Hope is also a tourist attraction. Like, you could take literal tours. They have people that'll walk you through it. People jog through it. They probably do freaking yoga out there.
There was
I bet you there's cemetery yoga.
There was a Fringe Fest event.
Was it really?
At the...
Yes, you're right.
On Friday night at the cemetery in Mount Hope because I got stuck in traffic
and
trying to go
like
play hockey.
And they were like dancing around the graves and stuff.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? 2226,000, are we missing something
it's
here?
It's the gravetainment, though. It's a big industry right now.
Like, you couldn't do that with any other cemetery in Rochester.
Well, you need the history, obviously. It helps.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. Mm.
But
and all the famous
it,
people
like...
are there.
Okay, you got Frederick Douglass, you got Susan B. Anthony.
Is George
right?
Eastman there? Bausch and Lomb are there?
I don't think, is George Eastman there? I think, isn't George Eastman buried on his own property?
Oh, I mean, maybe, because you could do that back then. But Bausch and Lomb are there. Or at least Bausch.
Are they together? Like in the same box?
No, one's on one side, one's on the other, just like your eyes. You don't think they should have been in the same box.
I don't know, man.
Hey, your business partners, get in.
Yeah, shut up. You know what sucks is the other guy just having to wait to die while the box was open.
George Eastman, by the way, buried at Eastman Business Park.
Oh, yeah, we did know that.
Yeah, his ashes were buried on
the
ground.
Yeah.
Well, he's a businessman.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you want a little time off?
Yeah, always working though.
Right? Like,
that's how you get to the top though of the game, the photo game.
Now, as we talk about this Mount Hope Cemetery bingo card, where you walk around during, Halloween season to fill out the card. Correct me if I'm wrong. They still bury people at Mount Hope, right?
I would assume it's done.
I think they still bury people there.
I don't think so. It's got to be sold out, bro.
No, I'm telling you, there are
there's still space.
There are some modern gravestones. Because you remember, I was at the hospital a ton between my dad's coma and my daughter's brain surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which also, hospital across the street from a cemetery, not ideal.
Yeah, but what a cost saver.
No, but like I remember spending nights with my daughter. Mm. She's asleep in her room after every brain surgery. And I look out the window and there's a freaking cemetery.
So you think there was like burying people when you saw them putting in new people?
There are modern looking.
They still offer places of burial, I guess. Yeah.
It's got to be cramped as hell, though, man.
Okay, sure. But
you got to be shoulder to shoulder, dead ass over there.
The point that I'm making is you could have people walking around with the cemetery bingo card, bumping into people, burying their loved ones that just passed away.
Oh, you can have people yelling out bingo right during service?
Like, seriously?
I got it.
Like, you're right. You brought up people work out. They jog through there, right?
They probably do all kind of crazy stuff in there.
So, like, you're working out in a cemetery where they're burying people?
But we ain't just jogging by.
Okay, but, like, these are mourning people.
Yeah, and I'm a mourning person. I like to jog in the morning. Hey, is Frederick Douglass buried there?
I think he is.
Susan B.?
Susan B. Anthony definitely
is. Oh, yeah, because they put the stickers there. So you got...
Yeah, Frederick Douglass Historic Gravesite, yes.
Wait, you got some headlining people
in
that place.
Look, I'm not saying that the history, you can't appreciate it. And, like, they do, tours of other cemeteries, like Arlington, for example, right? Like out in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's a difference between a tour for historical sake and a performance from Fringe Fest and a bingo card.
Yeah. But it is. But I guess, too, if you like all that and you like looking at history, cemeteries are a great place to see all that history.
Yeah. But would you make a game out of it? I think it's more like the game aspect, doing this kind of for fun kind of thing.
But why not? I mean, what else? I mean... It's a cemetery. You're just going to drive by. Go have some fun.
Go have some fun in the cemetery.
Yes.
I think
why
what
not?
It is
what are you,
I can't,
Tim Burton?
I can't like be around a cemetery without just getting that feeling of like sadness and like, what's to come in life. Like it's hard for me to just ignore the fact that there's a bunch of dead people buried in this ground.
No, she's absolutely right.
It's just a depressing atmosphere. Like I wouldn't want to be there in general.
I mean, forget the ghost aspect of it because I know you're not a ghost guy, right?
No, no.
But, like, every one of those headstones represents someone that's
a human being, that spent time on the earth.
That were loved, right?
Yeah.
Somebody loved them. Somebody thought they were the greatest person in the world. And Kimmy brings up another great point. It is a reminder that one day we're all going to die.
Yeah, you're going in there, too.
It's staring you right in the face.
People die to get in there, Pat. But, like, let's say you're on vacation, and, like, if people went to see, like, Jim Morrison's grave in Paris.
Okay.
Belushi, I think, is on Martha's Vineyard. I would go see those.
Same.
You know what I mean?
But that's different.
But no, it's not really. You're just going to see him because he's famous. He's not going to entertain you today. Belushi's not going to jump out of the ground and do the samurai bit.
But again, I look at that as more historical.
But you're in a historical place.
Okay.
All cemeteries are historical. I mean, they go back.
Yeah, just don't make a board game.
Like, I would love to, like what's the famous one in Los Angeles? Forest Lawn? Where all the celebrities are buried.
Okay.
Like, I would love to just go through, like, I think, like, Marilyn and, all the greats were there.
Yeah.
The sluts, all of them. And you wouldn't want to go walk through that?
No, again, I would, but for historical context. If they were like, okay, here, we're going to go take a tour through Forest Lawn. Here's a twister board. When you get to
Chubby Checker's there?
When you get when you get to Marilyn's grave, one hand on her head, one hand on her knee, and your left arm on her shoulder. No, man. Right?
So I'm a little kid, right?
Okay.
And my grandmother, side of the family, they're all from New Orleans. So my father used to love to go down every year. So I had this old cousin, Italian cousin. His name was John Anna. And he was going to take me around. I'm a little kid, and he was going to show me the cemetery where all my relatives are buried. You know, in New Orleans, they're all above ground. Those are creepy.
The mausoleums. But
like when it's a whole thing of like dead little houses.
Yeah,
it's like
is
a
creepy.
Dead neighborhood of people, right? So check this out. This dude was so superstitious, old Sicilian guy. He wouldn't put his feet on the ground in a cemetery, but he was going to show me the cemetery.
Oh.
He stayed in the car. Oh. Made me get out of the car, and he drove up, and he pointed him out, and then I could walk up and see, like, where, like, all my old relatives were.
No kidding.
He was that superstitious. He wouldn't get – but he'd be in the car, so the good people at Chrysler were going to save his soul with quality radial tires.
It's much like lightning if the rubber protects you from
– your soul.
Phone number is 222-6000. Story on News 8 last night. Kimmy saw there is a bingo card as part of spooky season Halloween fun in Rochester.
Cemetery bingo.
Yeah. Mount Hope Cemetery bingo. For example, you walk through, you could find you could leave a flower on any grave, find a grave of a Civil War soldier, a tree trunk headstone, which represents a life cut short, find a grave of a World War I or World War II soldier, which is even more like, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That person did not go in a fun way.
Well, no, he could have. He was a veteran. Are they saying he died?
Oh, no, he's right. Okay, could have been a veteran.
I don't know. I mean, there's guys at Arlington that had served and didn't die until later.
Yeah, my grandpa's one of them. You're right. My mistake. Let's talk to Tina. She's on CMF. Hey, Tina, how are you?
Hi there.
What's up?
So I work for Paycheck, and we do a volunteer day, like every day, every year where we go and at the Mount Home Cemetery, we'll do all the raking of the leaves. And one year, I was kind of joking, but I was like, oh man, like some of these graves, they're like in awful shape. I mean, they're like really, erosion has hit it and the graves are all broken. I was like, I think we just found a skeleton. So we like kind of kept like scraping the leaves a little bit. And we actually found like a human. We had a skull. We had
what?
A jawbone.
What?
He's trying to get out.
Of, like, this.
Wait, you really, like you unearthed bones by raking leaves?
Oh, 100%. So we called the gravedigger, or I don't know what you would call him.
Right,
but
he's
a grave
digger,
like the guy, sure. And he comes with a black, like a Glad plastic bag. He tosses the bones in there. We were like, well, what are you going to do? Like, you can call 911? Because we're thinking like...
It's too late for that. We have an emergency. Where are you? 1872. They're going to come on horseback?
No, they literally just use, like, we do nothing with them. They bones get unearthed every day at the cemetery.
Oh, man.
Well, like, you think about it, water erosion, right? It would wash away some of the soil.
Thank you, science talk.
I know. Thank you for explaining how that works.
So I guess, you know, and the everything else is rotted away, so the bones are just sitting there. Those coffins are gone.
All right, Tina, let me ask you a question.
What if I find a bone? On my bingo board.
Nothing on the bingo
board
for the bone.
I would think somebody's playing a trick on me. Like they set these here on purpose.
Funny as hell,
not when it could actually happen. All right, Tina, let me ask you a question. You go to volunteer, you're doing a good thing, you find human remains while you're doing this. Did that bother you?
No. No. It was so cool. Because no joke, I have pictures of it still on my laptop. I'm like,
what'd you make a stew?
No, we were like holding these bones, and it's just like, whenever can you do that ever again?
Hopefully never.
Yeah. Time opportunity.
Okay. All right. Well, Tina, good for you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for the story. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right,
awesome. I hope you guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
If that happens to you while you're volunteering with work,
I'm out.
You can say you never want to do that again.
Oh,
right?
I'm out.
I think
I'm
that's
out.
Fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I rank up ahead.
Yeah. Without question. I don't.
Even if it's one of them old timey heads.
What is the difference?
You know, it's kind of got like a gold tooth and it's got a cowboy hat on it and stuff. One eye's bigger than the other.
So wait a minute. The box is disintegrated. Everything else is disintegrated. But the Stetson's still intact.
That's what makes it such a quality hat. You know, leather doesn't deteriorate like that.
Yes, it does.
No, even like in the Titanic, they found all them old shoes and purses.
It was underwater.
No, the tanning thing protects it. So, like, if you dig these guys up, there's probably, like, six shooters and holsters and stuff like that.
Why would they be buried with their gun?
That's where they wanted to go. So.
No, those things are so expensive.
But tons of boots. Every guy wanted to die with his boots on.
If I were to unearth a skull, that would stay with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I would never be able to shake that I am holding somebody's skull. And I'm going to be honest with you. Now that I'm thinking about what Tina said, if you know Tina, stay away from Tina. Who asks when are you going to get to hold a human skull in your hands?
Once in a lifetime.
It should be a nun in a lifetime. Why would you want that?
Well, some people have a morbid curiosity, though. It doesn't bother them.
You would hold a human skull.
No, I'm not that. I'm not a head guy.
But he would take he would take pictures of it, though.
I mean, I've gone to graves. Yeah. Like I told you I was in Springfield doing Illinois. I always thought Lincoln was buried in Arlington. I didn't realize he's buried in Illinois. So I went to his gravesite, and it was pretty cool. I mean, it's in a regular-ass cemetery.
Was it crowded? Were there other people there?
There was nobody there.
Really?
They don't care. I mean, it's like, you know, it's Lincoln.
Well, no, but I would also think
Hometown Boy does good.
Till the end. Other people would be traveling through town curious to see it.
Nobody there.
No kidding.
No, it was like winter time, so, you know, I guess tourism was down for the Lincoln grave.
I don't know, man. Like,
but it was like impressive. Like, when I walk out, I'm like, oh, God damn, man. It's like you hear about this guy, and like, I'm standing on his head right now.
No, I...
Like, what if I saw Lincoln's head?
Well, you'd know it was Lincoln's head, because from what I hear, the hats stay intact.
Yeah. It also looks really surprised. Like, what the? Like, if I saw, like, Guy Kennedy, right? You go, you know, the Eternal Flame.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King. I mean, these are, like, iconic figures in history that I have to go see.
No. I think you're misunderstanding.
I mean, those guys died tragically.
Absolutely. And I think that there is what's the word I'm looking for? A profound feeling you have standing over these men and women that changed the world.
Yes.
I get that. I get it. It's wandering through a cemetery looking for, I'm not making this up, on the bingo card for the Mount Hope Cemetery, headstone with a lamb, which represents a child's grave.
Have you ever been, Europe has those catacombs? Like, they used to just bury people in caves, I guess.
Underground, yeah.
Yeah, but there's like hundreds of thousands of bones down there.
No, I mean, I've seen pictures, I've never been.
So my parents went to Europe for a vacation. He's rich, but yeah, I do. But like, my mother went down there and took all these pictures. Like, there's like walls of skulls. It was the creepiest damn thing, and people pay money to go down and look at these things.
Oh, yeah, we've all seen Indiana Jones, man.
All right, for me.
Okay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.